Parts of Illinois are seeing increased mitigation measures like shutting down indoor dining again, met with tension and confusion, all while cases climb. Christine Herman is a reporter for WILL, which covers Champaign County. Christine, can you talk about why indoor dining is usually has been among the first places to see increased mitigations?
Yeah, Jenna. So there's a recent report from the CDC that finds going to locations that offer on-site eating and drinking options, that was associated with COVID-19 positivity. And you'll often hear infectious disease and public health experts talk about how there's a real concern about people being indoors where there may not be great air circulation, and that can allow the amount of virus in the air to build up and just make it inherently more risky. So obviously you can't eat and drink with a mask on, and that makes bars and restaurants just riskier places to be than other indoor spaces where mask wearing plus social distancing can significantly reduce the risk of contracting the virus.
What have you heard, Christine, from public health leaders in your part of the state in terms of how much support they're getting for these prevention efforts?
Yes, I'll speak about Champaign County. So as we all know, this is home to the University of Illinois campus. Public Health Administrator Julie Pride has said repeatedly how lucky she feels to have so much support from local leaders and the business community as well. They've worked together to take steps that go above and beyond what's been required from the state level at times, even preemptively closing indoor dining around campus, like when students were first returning, and also working with the U of I on the implementation of its massive COVID-19 testing program. But she says she has colleagues in many other places, even neighboring counties and elsewhere, who lack backing from local leaders, and that deeply troubles her.
This job is tough enough in doing it in Champaign, where I have a ton of support. I can't imagine doing it where you're fighting against the people in your community. It's horrible. And we're losing public health people all over the country.
And that was Julie Pride, the Champaign County Health Administrator. Chase Cavanaugh is a reporter with WNIJ, which covers Winnebago County in the northern part of the state. Chase, we're seeing some of that dynamic Christine mentioned, lack of support from local leaders for public health guidance. The sheriff and some elected officials are telling constituents that there's more at stake here. What can you tell us about the enforcement of increased mitigation measures in northern Illinois?
Winnebago County's Republican Sheriff Gary Caruana says he doesn't dispute the effectiveness of masks, but he does take issue with some of Governor J.B. Pritzker's mandates. He told a packed crowd of business owners that he won't enforce measures temporarily banning indoor dining in Region 1. That's pitting health department leaders against law enforcement and business owners. This week, Winnebago County Public Health Administrator Sandra Martell says that put her in a tough spot.
We do not have the ability, besides issuing the closure order, to go out and actually enforce it.
And Republican State Senator Dave Severson told me last week that he doesn't agree with how the mitigation measures are hitting certain business owners the hardest.
So I think you're going to get many state's attorneys and many local governments that just are not going to enforce it because it just isn't right.
We recently heard from Michael Lifeheit, the owner of Rockford's Irish Rose Saloon.
And that's why I, like a lot of other people, chose to disregard it. We're not bad people. We're people who have our entire life savings and everything invested in our businesses. And what you will see if we are shut down is that all the local businesses will go broke.
Several restaurants in Rockford this week announced permanent closures due to the stresses of working through the pandemic. And with COVID cases rising and lack of a unified front among leadership, it's unclear how this will ultimately play out. But from what I'm seeing, there's a real concern about the healthcare system getting overwhelmed and more people dying from this virus.
Christine, you also spoke with a bar owner in Champaign. What are his thoughts on indoor dining restrictions?
Yes, I spoke with Doug Larson. He owns Joe's Brewery that's near the University of Illinois campus. He says it's been hard for everyone in the restaurant and bar industry, as we all know. They are bringing in about a quarter of the revenue they usually make. And he says he understands why the mandates are in place against indoor dining. He has even voluntarily limited dining to outdoors only after learning how much safer it is to operate that way. And now with the cold weather rolling in, he says they've opened up indoor dining. It's still allowed in this region at least for now. But he's trying to do it as safely as possible, opening windows, running fans, even while the heat is running, to improve the air circulation. And Doug just says he wishes there were more support for businesses. He feels for those who are struggling.
I sympathize because especially small mom-and-pop restaurants are going to go bankrupt and they're not going to come back, whereas large chains are actually growing right now.
That's Doug Larson with Joe's Brewery in Champaign. And he says if restaurants and bars could get something like a bailout to keep them from going under, maybe they wouldn't be feeling so much pressure to flout the rules and stay open. And Governor Pritzker did speak to that point this week. He said there's still more than $200 million in state funding available in the form of grants for businesses that are struggling due to COVID-19 mitigations.